Welcome to Faith Out Loud with me, your host, Cherie Surratt. I'm so glad that you're here today. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast every Monday and Wednesday, and we will journey through life together, living faithfully out loud, discussing topics on business, relationships, personal growth, and everyday living in the space that God has created for us. We do not have to do life alone. Join me and let's grow together. And now let's get started. Welcome to season one, episode two. I'm so excited that you are here joining me today. I hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving, because I certainly did. I had a day of relaxing with my mom. We just hung out, watched movies. I slept and she watched TV, which was very surprising. Most of the time it's the other way around. But we did enjoy our little Thanksgiving, and I hope all of you did. Which brings me to my topic today, Thanksgiving. What is Thanksgiving? What does Thanksgiving mean to all of us? So I'm going to give you the dictionary meaning of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, the expression of gratitude, especially to God. I'm going to read that again. The expression of gratitude, especially to God. So, of course, we all know that this podcast is faith-based, and I believe in God and the Holy Spirit. So I want to read Philippians 4, 6 through 7. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ." So that's what the Bible say about, I just looked up Thanksgiving, and I looked it up in the dictionary, and I also, you know, looked it up in my Bible. So there you have those two important definitions of Thanksgiving. But what is Thanksgiving to you guys? I just wanted to tell you guys about an experience I had last week. I was driving in my car and I was on my way to a shopping trip. And have you ever gotten in your car and you're like just thinking about all the things that's happening, everything that happened, or reflect on a memory or something that just reminded you of how blessed you are and how thankful you are? And sometimes we get so caught up in our thoughts, we don't even realize that we're at our destination because we were not aware of anything that was going on around us. That has been me several times. And this particular time I was in my car and I was just being so thankful. I'm like, God, I thank you for everything. I thank you for, you know, my life, being able to think, you know, my children. I ran down every materialistic thing that I had. Don't act like I'm the only one, because I'm not. So I ran down every materialistic thing I had. And then I started getting a little bit deeper into my thoughts. And I also thought about the things that I'm thankful for as far as personal growth. Like, there are so many good things that I am thankful for. And, you know, it just started to play out in my head. But just a simple thought, it got really deep, and my emotions started to transform from thought to thought. And I just was like, oh my goodness, you know, Thanksgiving doesn't have to be about everything that's good in your life. You know, you can be thankful for the results of things that had happened in your life that you didn't agree with, or you went into some type of depression about it, or, you know, you're still dealing with something that you had to go through and you're in a better place now. But, you know, you still feel those effects. And sometimes when I get into a place like that, or when I think about things like that, you know, I just am glad I'm on the other side of it. You know, I'll just look, you know, I'll look for the lightning on the other side. So in order to understand this, you will have to understand you, yourself, and your value. and what you value in life now versus what you know, thought was so important to you years ago. And we can sit and reflect back on like the money that we made, the money that we lost, the friends that we made, the friendships that we lost, the marriage that we had. I mean, when we were married, and then we think about the divorce we just went through. So I started to reflect back in my life and the people that I met and hung around with and situations I was in. And the things that came out of that situation. And you know, I found myself being very thankful for those. I really did. I even thought about, you know, friendships and relationships, past relationships, you know, past employers, you know, past and present financial situations. Those were the things that I started to like really, you know, be thankful for. Like, for example, I have had a couple of good friends, and I also have, you know, a friendship that I've had since my childhood, and it has been a really good friendship. But along the way, I've also had like some really good friendships with some really important people that were in my life, and those friendships ended. And at the time, you know, I was hurt, and, you know, I couldn't understand. I might have even been bitter, but, you know, throughout those relationships, you know, when I reflected back on, okay, I could have been a little bit more kinder when I said this, or I could have been a little bit more compassionate when I said this, or, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said anything at all. You know, those were the thoughts that I thought about when I was reflecting back over, you know, the relationship that I had. The outcome was not good. The friendship ended, and, it was a misunderstanding, or maybe even a miscommunication. Either way, their relationship ended. That person went on to have a great life, married, have children. Me, myself, you know, I've went on and I've grown spiritually, and I have connected with some great people. I was able to reconnect, you know, friendships and relationships that, you know, I kind of abandoned because I didn't appreciate the value of a good friend. So, you know, I started reaching out to people and family members, you know, letting them know that I love them, you know, because I never want to end another relationship like that. So, you know, the benefit of that relationship was it taught me how to be a better friend, you know, how to be a little bit more understanding, and just how to be patient. So even though that relationship ended, I'm pretty sure that I grew as a person, and that person also grew, you know, as a person. So the relationship ended. I believe that every thing has its course. I believe that everything has an expiration date on it. I don't know, you know, when it's going to happen. I don't know where it's going to happen, but, you know, things are just going to end. And that's just a part of life. Like if you're in a relationship and you're a man and a woman, and you're a woman and you're going through the fact that you love this guy because he works, he pays bills, he's responsible, you know, he has 401k, but he doesn't treat you, he didn't, or because we're going about being thankful for some of our mishaps. So you're in this relationship and he just, everything on your list he has except for a few things, but those few things were the most important things. Like, how much does he care about you? Does he put you first? Does he think about you? You know, does he put your feelings first? Do you come before, you know, anything in his life? If these are serious relationships, this is what needs to take place. So you're in this relationship, or a relationship ended badly, and now you're bitter because this person moved on and he treats this other person better than he's ever treated you. So you're upset, but you've moved on. And the thing about that, the lesson from that, is he just was not for you. He wasn't the man for you if he didn't treat you right. So you have to be thankful that even though it was a few things on your list that that was not met far as this man or this woman. But those were the most important things. Just be thankful that you didn't get tangled up in that and you put your standards down. You let your standards down. And now, you know, you're free to go out and, you know, find the person that's perfect for you versus settling for somebody that didn't take you seriously, that, you know, didn't put your feelings first, or, you know, they missed the most important things that you require as far as relationship. Be thankful for those, because you could be tangled up in these relationships. 3 and 4 kids, 17 years has passed, and you don't know what it is to really be loved and appreciated in a relationship, all because you are more satisfied with money and status, and you're just comfortable. But look what all you compromised. So be thankful for relationships that ended, that didn't benefit you 100%. Be thankful for that. I know I am. So the next one be work. You know, like maybe you had a bad boss. Maybe, you know, your boss just gave you a really hard time, or, you know, maybe your employees just didn't treat you well, or maybe you were fired and, you know, you're way more qualified, you know, to be on this job working for this employer, but the work environment was horrible. And because you didn't want to turn that you didn't want to stop, you know, working there because they paid so much, you didn't take time, you know, to put your resumes out. So guess what? Your boss really got sick of you and fired you, you know? Because sometimes that's just how it is. You get stuck with a boss that doesn't have any good sense, you know, and they treat people wrong. They don't know how to talk to people. And there you sit just putting up with bull crap when you could be putting out your resume. But you're just stuck there. You feel like you just have to be there. And the only way that God releases you from this job is that he allow you to be fired. And you get bitter, you get upset, you don't make that kind of money anymore. But you know what? You have to look back over the whole situation and be thankful that I was able to get out of a toxic relationship, whether it was willing or unwillingly. I was able to get out of a toxic work environment. I'm sorry. You were able to get past that bad boss. You were able to, you know, get out of that toxic work relationship. And now you're in another one. You're in another headspace. And, you know, things are looking up for you. You know, just be thankful for those mishaps that I was able to get out of that mess. And I was able to move on. So work experiences is just like relationships. We're at work a lot. We meet people and we all wish to have a very good work environment. We all do. But at the same time, that doesn't always happen. So you've learned your lesson from being on this job with these employees and this boss. And so you're well equipped to go into the next work environment. So when you get into this next job, you know the signs, you know what to do and what not to do, how to respond and how not to respond to negative work environments. So, you know, now you've grown a little bit, you've grown a lot, because the lesson that you learned taught you a lot about people and about yourself. So be thankful that you were fired. Yes, I said it. Be thankful that you were fired from your job and you were able to get into another job, you know, that has a lot more potential than where you are. You can be thankful for that. Another thing that you could be thankful for is in your finances. You know, like I know me, myself, I'm not perfect. I have mishandled money. I have done things that I've regretted. And a lot of people have done the same. And if you haven't, good for you. I hope it stays that way. But for me, I'm just going to be realistic. I have made some really stupid financial decisions all throughout life. I can't say that, you know, I've always been well educated when it comes to my own money. You know, sometimes I could talk to people and I can help them out. But, you know, it's funny taking your own advice. It's harder to take your own advice because, you know, you're used to giving advice, but then you're not paying enough attention to your own that, you know, you're just spending money here and there. You know, I realized one day I left my house And from the time I left my house until I got back home, I realized, and I wasn't gone that long, I had spent $40. And I'm thinking, where did it go? Because I didn't have a whole lot. I'm like, how in the world do you blow $40 in less than an hour? You didn't even do anything. Like, where is it? No, I'm serious. Like, I couldn't tell you what I did with the 40 something dollars. I don't know. So that made me more conscious of like me going out and what am I doing? And now I'm weighing my option. Is it a want or is it a need? Can it wait or is it emergency? You know, like those are the things that now I'm thinking about because of, you know, my account being on a zero negative balance sometimes. And, you know, and just sometimes when I have like triple zeros, you know, in my account. So now I'm a little bit more conscious of, you know, what I'm doing. I'm a lot more conscious of what I'm doing. Let me take that back. And so like now when it comes to a purchase, it's like, is it a need or a want? And these are baby steps that I have to take because I have made terrible decisions in finances. I shop like nobody business. And a lot of women probably do the same as I do. We will squeeze some money out of something to get something. So if you have ever went through something financially, let a car go back, you know, let a house go back because the house payment was too high and the interest rates and on the house was too high and the car payment was too high and the interest rates were too high and you knew you couldn't afford to miss one day of work when you purchased that car. So now, you know, you got sick, you was out of work a week, and now you can't afford your car payment, you can't afford your other bills, and you can't afford your house payment. So foreclosure comes and the repo man comes and picks up this vehicle and this car. And there's really nothing you can do about but go pay them and get right back into that same debt that you probably shouldn't have been in the first place. I'm not pointing a finger, I'm just putting out the facts. So instead of us making those wiser decisions as to leaving something until we're ready, we made the financial decision to go ahead and do it and put ourselves in the financial hardship. So we go through the process of foreclosure, which is something new, and you learned it inside and out. And then you learned about your car being repossessed and what it took to get it back and do you have to pay and stuff like that. So, you know, even though it went back, it was just a real big relief off your shoulders because you didn't take the time or have the courage to give it back because you didn't want people to say anything or, you know, you didn't want people to say, oh, he's broke or she's broke. She can't afford that. So instead of you making a wiser choice to say, here, bank, here's this stuff back because I can't afford it, the Lord had to drag it out of your life. And so because he dragged it out of your life, it's no longer there. And the weight is off your shoulder. So sometimes, even though we feel like it was a situation that was horrible, could turn out to be your best situation ever. Because as humans, it's hard for us to let go of things. It's hard for us to see the lesson inside of everything until you get to that level of maturity where you're looking at it from both sides. And that is something that I'm working on in 2020 and 2021. I'm going to review things and look at stuff and respond, you know, to things differently from both sides. So, you know, those are the things that I really thought about being that I was thankful for, like situations where I lost my job, you know, and it was a very important job and I lost it. I lost my temper. I got upset and I walked out. And because of that, you know, I had been in some very good positions and, you know, I've learned a lot of stuff and, you know, letting a car go back, you know, I've learned, you know, that just because I want it, and, you know, doesn't mean that I have to have it if I can't afford it. And those relationships that I had to let go, you know, worked out for the best of both of us and all of us in that situation. You know, you have to be thankful for the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's what I was thinking about. So when Thanksgiving, you know, came up and people were talking about Thanksgiving, I just reflect over everything, the good, the bad, the sad, all of those things that, I was going through and I had to deal with. Actually, it became things that I was thankful for because had it not been for those situations, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I can't say, that I've made it, I finally arrived. Nope, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I'm in a better headspace. I'm in a better place, to make decisions, financial decisions, who I want to connect with, where I want to invest my money and things like that. Because over the years, life will give you some lessons, and either you're going to learn them the first time or they're going to continue to be repetitive. So, when it comes to Thanksgiving, let's really think about what are we really thankful for? What am I thankful for today? I am seriously thankful for everything that's going on in my life. Be thankful that you're able to go to a job instead of complaining. Be thankful that you're able to go home to a fiance or a husband or, a house full of kids and a family. Be thankful that, you have a house to go to and a car to drive, and a church to attend. Like, be thankful for everything that is going on in your life instead of complaining. And a lot of times, I catch myself complaining and I have to stop it. I have to stop and say, you know what, you complain a lot, but you have so much more to be thankful for. And so now I focus on what I have versus what I don't have. And, it helps. It helps a lot. So be thankful for bad relationships. Be thankful that that cheating man or woman, walked out of your life, because that's probably the best thing that could have ever happened to you. Be thankful that you can make decisions in relationship, good or bad. Either way, you can be okay with staying together or being apart. Either way, you'll be fine. When it comes to work, don't just quit your job if you're not happy. Be thankful that you have the background that you have so you can put your resumes out there and you can go find another job. And be thankful for being able to work and have money and manage your finances, and you can make monetary decisions and go out and make purchases. Be thankful for all those things versus what you do not have. You can do a lot with a little. We don't need a lot to live. I have had to learn that lesson, and it was one of the hardest lessons that I have ever learned. But it was the most humbling, lesson too. Like, I do not have, it does not require, I do not require a lot. So, you guys, this concludes our episode for today. I really appreciate you for listening to episode 2, in season 1. I look forward to speaking with you guys again. If you have any questions, and then post and tell me what you're thankful for. You can always email me at sharissarratt, sherissurratt at gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts and your comments about what you're thankful for. Like, make a list of the things that you're grateful for, the good, the bad, and the ugly, even the bad situations. What did you benefit from those relationships? What did you benefit from those situations and stuff? Like, write those things down and make them something that you're grateful for. And until we meet again on Wednesday, I'll talk to you guys later.